This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Wednesday. A hump day. A wrestling Wednesday. How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing.
Doing?
Doing.
All right, Russ, Dad Bod, working over there?
Working it.
All right. That is the...
Doing the bull dance, feeling the flow.
Working it.
Calling the straight Dad Bod, I had not seen his shirt yet. I was like, you're just going straight Dad Bod out of the gate just for the hell of it. And I was like, well, damn. All right.
I mean, would it be offsides for me to say that?
No, definitely not. I just, no. It definitely caught me off guard.
I'm not sexually harassing him. Actually, I am. I'm not, because bald is unique to men, apparently,
bald
in the British courts. Dad bod, obviously, that would be, that would gender specify you.
Mm. Well, yesterday, Sprint called me an apple on a stick. Which I've used that phrase before, too.
The Lollipop Guild.
Really? He called you that?
I've used it before on myself.
I'm going to fight him for that. I'm going to fight him over that.
It's not inaccurate.
Sprague's just the stick, so.
True.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. What are we doing here?
He looks like what's left of the Tootsie Pop after you get done eating it.
God. Can't we all just get along here?
I mean, look. Pew, pew, pew.
Kish. Just start. Are we starting a war?
Yeah, I mean.
What do you got to say about dirt now over there? Huh? I mean, yeah, we don't kink shame. Obviously, we don't do that on
kink
this show.
Kink friendly show.
Yes. But body shaming is okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Wow. Wow.
It's all fair game.
All right. Well, hey, let's get this show started. We got Wrestling Wednesday today. We got all the wrestling beats. The NBA gets going again. How awkward is that going to be for Dalton Connect and Mark Williams? Should you start both of those guys? If you missed it, Mark Williams traded to the Lakers. Dalton Connect traded to the Hornets. Mm-hmm. That trade got rescinded due to failed physicals. They play each other the very first game out of All-Star break. Those script writers, man. They're nailing it in the
Pretty
NBA.
Good. Well, this is rescheduled because of the wildfires, too.
Everybody knew.
Yeah.
As everybody knew was going to happen. Like, that's the perfect script to be written.
Serendipitous.
And it's in L.A., huh? Where scripts are written. I mean, this one is so predictable and so corny that it seems like it might be from the Valley and not from Hollywood itself. You know, like, this is like... You know.
Where's the city where they shoot all the...
Somebody's stuck in the dryer again.
God, I can never name it.
I'm here to check your pipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they shoot all
it's
those...
It's the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, what is the name of that city? I always forget.
Mm. I don't know. They got a lot of plumbing issues, though. Delivery men, too.
I have to look it up.
Clumsy people.
Golly.
Always getting stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
It is in the San Fernando Valley, but there's, mm-hmm. there's an actual...
Oh.
Van Nuys. I was like, I could not remember what city it was.
Really? It's Van Nuys?
Yes. That's where they shoot everything.
All right.
It's such a weird place for something to set up. But then again, so is Las Vegas.
Mm.
Like, have you ever, this total squirrel, have you ever dove into, like, the history of Las Vegas and, like, how it was literally a desert and they just set up a couple of casinos out there because it was in the middle of the desert?
Well, it was cheap. Mm-hmm. It was remote, and the local government was not going to
Turn a blind
infringe
eye.
On mm-hmm. anything that they wanted to do.
Yep.
Easy places to hide the bodies too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a desert.
Unless you're Chance Comanche.
Oh, eesh. Former Blazer.
One-time Blazer. That's a deep cut for anybody out there. He helped
if you don't...
girlfriend bury a body after something. It's unclear of whether he or she killed the
Yikes.
Woman. Yeah. Super dark to start the show.
I would expect nothing less from you, Danny.
Well, if I mean, look.
Danielson!
I was just making a tie about hiding bodies in Las Vegas or Las Vegas deserts.
Yeah, it is. Here we are.
I mean, I can pivot to. I can
oh my
pivot
gosh,
to,
I'm so surprised that Danny was caught.
Again.
We never saw this coming. He was such a wholesome person.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. Just because I say things like, don't bury bodies, throw them in the ocean.
Dude, you say...
I have a lot of hate in my heart.
You say a lot of things. Mm-hmm. A lot of it.
Look, I mean, you disturb ground in wide open spaces that can be easily tracked and found. It's, you know...
There's certain words or phrases that when people say them... I stopped listening to everything that you said because I was singing Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Space, excuse me, The Chicks, Wide Open Spaces in my head.
There you go.
Right when you said Wide Open Spaces, I have no idea what came out of your mouth after. It went straight to Wide Open Spaces and thinking that song drove me crazy. There's a lot of things that'll go. But back to your Vegas history, it is very interesting. The history of Las Vegas.
It's in the middle. Like, people look at it now.
I mean, it was a mob city.
Yeah. It's a...
It was a front.
If you want to see...
Now they have multiple professional sports franchises.
Not bad. They're basically trying to do the same thing in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
If you go look at Abu Dhabi 30 years ago,
it
is a desert. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
I saw a time-lapse satellite from, like, I want to say 84, 85... It was just like one main freeway, and now it's the richest city in the world. It's so crazy.
What time of the year do you think they went out there and were like, yeah, this can be habitable? You know,
it's not in the winter because it's freezing cold.
It gets really cold at night. Yeah. In the summer, there's no way they went out there in August and was like, yep, let's set up camp here.
119 degrees.
Yeah. What time of year do you think? I feel like they went in September, late September, and were like, you know what? This is actually okay. We could do this.
It's probably the inverse of the same kind of people that decided stopping in Grand Forks, North Dakota was a good place to set up a city.
That is something I just don't get, is if you go to the upper Midwest mm-hmm. where it is literally negative 20 degrees right now, mm-hmm. why do you stay? Right? Like, We can sit here and we can complain about the rain here. Our climate is so
mild. Look, we have all of the weather.
We don't have humidity.
So today, where I was stationed at in Grand Forks, the low is negative 13.
Yeah, but why?
The average daily is negative 20.
But that's like a legitimate question. Is like, why do people stay?
I don't.
Is it just the familiarity?
Know.
Because, like, what's the stat on, you know, like, I want to say it's like 90%, maybe more, of people live within 100 miles of where they were born or grew up.
My cousin lives there in Grand Forks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And no, it's like, because the thing is, if you stop in Grand Forks in the summer, it is quite beautiful. It's 88 to 90 degrees. Like, it gets very warm. It's actually kind of crazy. But that also comes with, like, the most insane mosquitoes you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much standing water, and it concentrates very wildly. But in the winter, like, I've literally been in minus 30, minus 40 degree weather up there, and it's uninhabitable, and yet it's a military base. It's a long settled city.
Mm-hmm.
It is where the University of North Dakota is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, ah, but why?
Yeah.
Like, if you take your wagon, you're crossing the country and you end up there, at what point, like, even if you're doing it during the summer, right? Let's let's say that we're in the 1700s and you're crossing during the summer. It's quite nice. And you've got the Red River, which actually the Red River actually goes all the way up. And you're like, this is a nice little spot. You hit one winter. How are you not throwing the wheels back on the wagon, getting the F out?
Yeah, probably because your ox died.
Froze to death?
Yep.
Yeah.
So 8 in 10 live within 100 miles of where they grew up. 6 in 10 young adults live within 10 miles of where they grew up.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. 80%. Huh.
I would have, I guess.
According to a 2022 Harvard study.
I guess it's not surprising, but I'm also somebody who's lived all over the world, so.
It's not, yeah, it's not surprising, but especially when you take into account, like, large cities like Los Angeles, New York,
yeah,
Chicago, Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably not going to go,
you go out
100
to the
miles
suburbs.
Outside. Yeah, and yeah, you're not going to get to that 100-mile mark.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Huh.
So there's some knowledge for you today.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. But Vegas, they were like, yeah, let's do it.
It's not 100 miles from anything.
And that was before air conditioning was a thing. I don't get it.
I mean, how do they... Those original casinos had to be a bajillion degrees.
I think it's a factual number.
Just... That's probably where we came up with the idea for the whole, like, double and triple layered doors.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the section doors for the kind of separate for weather.
Mm-hmm.
That way when they're not one open door, like
all the heat comes in.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you don't have AC though, it's just going to trap all the hot air. Like it's just hot. You're in a hot box. So you have to open something up to have some airflow. Boy, that's a lose-lose situation.
Right?
But thank you for doing it. Cause I mean, the city of debauchery is fantastic.
It's a fun little time.
It is a great
I do enjoy my little summer trip to Summer League, and I wish it was not in the middle of July.
Yeah.
When it's 119 degrees.
Yeah. And look, here is family ties, owned land, owned stores, taverns, office spaces. People get settled in. Also, is a major stop when we moved out west. So there you go. My family still isn't effing nowhere, Montana. We have a farm and family all over the area now. It feels like a historic home. See, yeah, so you get that, but back to Danny's point, what about that? Were they like, yep, let's hunker down and let's make it through all of these winters? Do you think you make it through the first one? You're like, it can't be that bad next year.
And no, this is a bad winter. This is a bad winter.
It's like, this is just going to pass. And then it's negative 28 degrees the next year. Like that, nope. I'm out.
Yeah, no, it's a different kind of cold. Rob just came back from Kansas, and he said, yeah, you know, when I left Portland, it was 28. When I landed in Kansas, it was like 4.
Mm.
And he goes, it was, like, you don't understand the, like, it does, when it gets that cold, you think, oh, it can't be that much worse. It's like, oh, yeah, it can. Yeah, it can. Like, it, the
oh, it can.
The cold, when it gets that cold, is so physically painful. If you've never experienced your tear ducts drying up and freezing,
yeah.
It is a different, bitter level of hell. Like, I think I mentioned this before, but my very first deployment to Afghanistan, I landed and it was like 88, 90 degrees. It was very warm. I slept for probably 10 hours because it was, you know, I was on a plane for basically 20 hours. And when I woke up, I walked outside my tent. I had to push a foot of snow out of the way to open up my tent. And I was like, where the hell am I? What just happened? How is there a foot of snow on the ground when it was 88 degrees?
Science.
And I was like, and they're like, yeah, welcome to Afghanistan, brother. Yeah,
you're on the top of a mountain.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, you could get pounded.
In a desert.
Yeah. High desert is such a weird, weird place.
Yeah. Well, it got to negative 28 when I was in Montana, and I was like, yep, I'm out.
Yeah, no, that's a hard pass.
Deuces.
No, thank you.
Southern Oregon was great.
Although you guys get snow down there.
Yeah, we do. But then it warms back up and things are fine.
Yeah, it's true.
It's great. It was great. All right, let's get this show on the road. Don't know how we got there, but we did.
There you go.
We're going places. Mm. We're going. You know what? Actually, North Dakota, one other thing. Mm. It gets humid there.
It does.
It gets humid. It gets humid in the upper Midwest.
Which is weird because there's...
So it's bitterly cold and then kick you in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's not like...
I don't like it.
Like North Dakota, like Minnesota you get, Wisconsin you get because you've got the lakes.
Yeah.
North Dakota...
Land of 10,000 of them.
And mosquitoes the size of pterodactyls.
Oh, God.
See?
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I went fishing for the first time when I was in Grand Forks and on the Red River. And my buddy who had been there before is like, we need to go. And I'm like, oh, we keep fishing.
Yeah,
like,
you no, have no. told this story.
Okay, yeah. A literal cloud of mosquitoes.
Nope.
And I was like, you could see it and hear it coming.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, he's like, dude, we need to go. We will get eaten alive up here. And I'm like, what the hell is that? He goes, that's mosquitoes from hell.
Yeah, you don't want those.
No. They covered the car. It was insane. I'd never seen anything like it.
I'm out on that. See, this is why it's a great place to live out here.
No, look, I have my complaints about here, but weather-wise, mm-hmm. there aren't many places on the planet where you get all four seasons and they're mild.
Yeah.
Like, how often do we get something incredibly extreme? We get the heat dome and we have the snowstorm that comes, you know, whatever. But, like, outside of that, it's usually pretty manageable.
Yeah, it is. Well, the NBA gets underway again tonight, post All-Star break, and it's the Lakers and the Hornets. Everybody's going to be glued to their chairs watching that with no LeBron.
Well, it was supposed to be Lakers-Blazers, but as we know, that's the reschedule.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be tomorrow.
Yeah. Of which LeBron is probably not going to play in that either.
Yeah, they're just saying, no, he's just not. He's just dunsies.
Unreal.
Doesn't need to play in these big ones. Is it let's talk about that. Why does that frustrate you?
Mm.
Let's unpack that. Plus, Blazers have little news today, huh? Mm. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
503-864-6326. That's the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. We got a follow-up to the guy whose family lives in the bum-ass nowhere, Montana. He said he asked his grandpa about it, and his grandpa's like, it's kind of the only thing I know.
I mean, it makes sense.
You're comfortable. You get comfortable, yeah.
No, I mean, when I was stationed in North Dakota, I had like five people in my unit who were from Grand Forks. Like they were so, like when you get your duty assignments, you can request to go somewhere, and they'll tell you to go to hell. But if you're from a, if you want to go to a place that nobody wants to go to, you end up going there, like in Omaha or Grand Forks, and so you had a bunch of locals.
So they saw your serial killer tendencies and were like, "Yeah, we're going to keep you away from normal people."
Well, I mean,
we're going to send you up to Grand Forks.
Well, think about this:
we're going to put you there.
If you're a warfighter, don't you kind of want to capitalize on those?
Yeah, yeah. So put you with the like-minded people.
Well, no, I mean, I went from Texas, Florida, to Middle East, to Italy, to Grand Forks.
Grand Forks, beautiful
place. El Forco Grande.
All right. Well, why are you mad at LeBron James for not playing?
It's BS, man. I'm so sick and tired of this stuff, particularly for Charlotte. If you're a Hornets fan, you get to see LeBron James once a year.
Okay.
If you are playing, unless you are injured, shut up and play. It is your job. It is your duty, especially when you're playing the cross-conference games. Shut up and play.
But, I mean, it's not like this game is in Charlotte, though. It's in L.A.
I know, but I'm talking about those instances. Like,
right.
Those are the ones that really irritate me. Like, okay. Those are like, Joel Embiid basically didn't play in Portland for 6 years. He hasn't played in Denver, I think, in 7 years.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
Well, in defense of Joel Embiid, he hasn't played in a lot of places, including Philly.
Yeah, I know, but it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And flagging that, oh, yeah, no, coming out of the All-Star break, you just had a week off.
Yeah.
And you're not listed on the injury report. You were playing. In fact, the games that you had going to the All-Star break, you yourself talked about how great you were and how reinvigorated you were playing alongside Luka Doncic.
He also didn't play in the All-Star game.
Uh-huh. Of which he was incredibly selfish for and didn't tell anybody until 2 hours before tip-off.
Yeah. Maybe something flared up.
Oh, yes. I mean, did he flare it up on the dance floor at one of his promotional deals?
Yeah, maybe. You're 40. You know how these things go.
You're not wrong.
So, sometimes you just wake up, you're like, damn!
I was literally crippled yesterday by vertigo. So.
You go, what happened here?
Yeah.
So,
although I don't have the LeBron James Chamber of Healing.
Yeah. Hey, that's, you know what? I'm going to call that a win for you. That's growth. Because usually you just go to steroids and use the Chamber of Healing instead. Usually your go-to is you just go to straight to the roids, and you didn't this time.
In that Chamber of
I'm
Healing.
I'm happy for you, man.
There's very likely some HGH.
Oh, and he's back. Andy, here he is. So they played 52 games. He's played in 48 of them, though. And when you think about being 40 years old, the level in how he played pre-All-Star break, you know, there probably is an element of like, hey, I've only missed four games to this point.
If you're healthy, play.
But if you're going to, if the ultimate goal is to rev this thing up for the back end of the season, again, we look at it and we talked about this yesterday. Charlotte and Portland aren't the games that you're going to need LeBron James for, especially now that you have Luka Doncic, right? And you can afford to let those ones.
So what happens if they screw up and they lose?
Yeah, well, and they very easily could, both the games.
They're not good enough to just walk through games.
No, absolutely not.
Luka's still coming off a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to play 30 minutes?
I don't know. Wait, I saw his minutes restriction has been lifted.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just going
I know, but I'm saying, like, you
LeBron
know.
LeBron also said he was playing in the All-Star game.
Yeah, my point exactly. And this whole idea, like, that they're somehow going to be a title contender. And even if they were going to be a title contender, win and play in the freaking regular season games. I'm so sick and tired of rest and load management and all this crap. And look, I'm all for protecting the players. You just had a week off. You just had a week off. Play the freaking games.
Okay. Now, do you think, we know LeBron, we know the pettiness and the wanting to play 3D chess when everybody is playing checkers. Do you think that LeBron, there might be a part of him that is butthurt?
Yes.
From the NBA rescinding the trade for Mark Williams, knowing that they will not have a big, and they will need a big to win.
Jackson Hayes is your big.
And that is a missing piece. Do you think that level of pettiness would play a role for LeBron? I don't think it's that far of a stretch to be like LeBron is just pissed at the fact that they didn't get the final piece to what can help them win and be competitive this year. And so he's like, fine, biggest stage, standalone game, not going to play. I could see that, but also it's not like he's been sitting out a bunch of games to this point.
He's been playing. I don't care how many games he has or hasn't been sitting out. The job is to play basketball games.
Yeah.
The de-emphasis of the regular season just gets driven home. Oh, he's old. Like, we accept this now because all the data backs this up. And it's like, brother, we saw guys play 82 games, 44 minutes a night for a decade.
But
shut up and play.
Never at 40, though. And I get it for the younger guys. I get it for the LeBron has been playing for over two decades. He's played a lot of damn basketball.
And I get it. And you just had a week off.
Yeah. I wonder.
The job is to play basketball games. I understand it's difficult and it's tough and he's 40 and everything that comes with that.
Do you know how many times he's played in 82 games in his career?
12.
No.
Zero.
Ooh, closer.
Mm.
Once.
Yeah.
He played 82 games in 2017-18 season. And he averaged 27 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 9 assists, a block, and 1.5 steals. Holy crap. If you want to take that and say, all right, how does that line up with other seasons where he played fewer games? He played 56 in 2021-22, averaged 38-6-1-1. So, but I mean,
that's
that
a
was
short
also,
season.
Yeah, that was also a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, his numbers have slowly been coming down, though, as he's gotten older.
Yeah, and he got shut down in 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he played 71.
Mm-hmm.
I think his career average is probably around 70.
Oh, yeah, it's probably over that. Because, I mean, he didn't play 82, but there's a lot of 80, 81, 79, mm-hmm. 79, 79, 77. I mean, the guy's played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, no, this isn't like a LeBron James specific thing.
1,540 games.
Yeah, it's a lot of games. It's a lot of games.
Holy crap, dude.
So
that is so many.
He's played 58,255 minutes.
Oh,
most of NBA history.
Wow.
Yeah. Almost 60,000 minutes.
Man.
It's a lot of basketball.
That is so many.
And this
minutes.
Isn't like a LeBron James specific thing. It's very stupid coming out of All-Star break.
Coming out of All-Star break, I see that point. The fact that he signaled that he was going to play in the All-Star game and then just didn't. Maybe he did just aggravate something, and I don't know. But
the whole, like,
we would like to see LeBron here tomorrow is the point, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
And like that's the whole point. It's like that's what comes with the mantle of being a star in the NBA.
Yeah. That's
what the money is for.
I think that has a big. I think that's a bigger factor than people give it credit for, as to why. The game in the NBA is not as appealing to fans on a day-to-day basis as it was before.
Because
you never know who's in, who's out, what the lineup's going to look like.
The de-emphasization of regular season basketball. They're like, oh, there's 82, there's too many. Da, 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 da. It's like, come on. What are we doing here? Unless you are hurt. There's a difference between hurt and injured.
Yeah.
Right? If you are hurt, don't play.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I get it. But the whole idea... of, you know, I need to save myself for the playoffs. I need to ramp up. No, you don't. You're going to be the freaking sixth seed. You're not winning a title. As the text line says, well, the Lakers also have Alex Len. There's a reason why I said they only have Jackson Hayes. I'm not mad at you, Dexter. I'm just... Alex Len? Are you kidding me?
No, dude. Missing piece, Alex Len. You tell me Blazer fans wouldn't convince themselves Alex Len was going to be great? They would.
I know.
Now we're talking about some Laker fans. Of course they're going to be convinced.
I saw the career trajectory mark of Alex Len as done Darko is a all-inclusive stat. Like it tracks, like it does well to track and project what players will production will be.
Yeah.
His is like below Jackson Hayes. And it's like, yeah, no kidding.
Well, Dorian Finney-Smith, all 6'7", 200 pounds mm-hmm. of him, has now been relegated to the third string center role, which is good for them.
They go
he was their backup.
Yeah.
He was their backup center. Mm-hmm. 6'7", 200 pound.
Well, either that or 6'8", Rui Hachimura.
Yep. You throw Rui out there.
Yeah, Rui's probably looking around like, you need to get another center.
Actually, they're going down. I think LeBron is just fighting the fact that they're going to magic him and be like, be ready to play some center. Be your point center.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to do it and probably shouldn't at 40 years old take that kind of punishment. Like, you don't want him guarding Jokic.
Yeah.
But playing five and playing around the paint and being more groundbound and, you know, that world, I could see it working.
I think that, this texture brings a good point, and this is, I was thinking the same thing here. What we're doing is our own fault. We've made championships so important, players and teams sit guys in hopes to win more championships. See San Antonio.
Yeah. No.
I mean, in that, that's it. This sport and baseball are the only two that do this.
Mm-hmm. Baseball, I get. It's literally double the games. It's double the games in the NBA. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as taxing on your body.
It's not, but the stop-start nature of it, as we have seen, does lead to injuries.
Well, yeah, kids being taught to throw as hard as you can when you are
16.
12.
Yeah.
And then blowing out your arm. And yep, then, that'll do it.
And then guys going from sitting on a bench or standing in the outfield to full sprint out of the box, like the number of hamstrings that end up going on a yearly basis.
That great Bambino never had that problem,
and
huh?
Not a problem when you don't run.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Just hit the ball over the fence, bro.
Jokic,
he could jog the whole time.
Jokic just got it down, man. Play at three-quarter speed at most.
Yeah. I feel like the championship or bust really has, it's played such a
role. Oh, the rings culture is just ruined so much of basketball.
Yeah.
So much of basketball.
I think it's ruined a lot of our sports and how we view them.
Mm-hmm.
But in just every sport, because now it is, if you don't.
Oh, like, the Thunder don't win a title this year, people are going to kill them. And are they doing things right? And why didn't they go all in? And it's like, they're the third or youngest team in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And calm down.
5 billion draft picks that they're going to be okay in building
God.
For a future. And oh, by the way, one of their centerpieces, Chet Holmgren, fell and broke
his
hip.
Yeah.
Like he's an 80-year-old falling down the stairs. Take him out to pasture. He's going to miss, what, 2.5 months?
When it's all said and done, yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 months of the season he'll be out. Like, maybe give them a little bit of grace here. But I feel it's the same way with, like, the Mahomes-Brady conversation. It's like,
oh, he didn't win a title, so he's a bum.
And yeah, like, it's like, dude.
What?
Okay. You know, that was the whole thing with, like, Brady and Montana. It was like, well, Montana went 4-0. It's like, Tom Brady played in 10.
It's the LeBron, you know, like, James, Michael Jordan argument.
But
like, Jordan never lost a title. It's like,
all of the arguments go back to
eight straight.
All of the arguments go back to, though, how many rings do you have? And it has diminished the regular season, and now we're seeing a lot of guys just don't take it seriously and don't play. And it really hasn't helped a lot of guys. I mean, has it helped Joel Embiid and his health to sit out more games? No. Kawhi Leonard?
No.
No. For every guy that it works for, you can point to a guy who says it's not working for him.
It's coming back on the pendulum where there's been studies that are saying that the load management stuff actually doesn't have the benefits that was once presumed.
Well, does Moda Center have good load management? Because they're going to have to manage from the rafters. It's not a championship banner. But improvements, Danny and Dusty. Here's Rust, Dad Bod and All with SportsCenter. There will never be a time that this song plays where I do not believe that it is actually Jeff Rust saying "What a Rush." Even though I know it's the Road Warriors talking Animal. Well, I just always assume it's Rust.
Jeff Rust is in fact a Road Warrior.
He is. Blazers announced today, you teased this yesterday.
Indeed.
An update to Moda Center. New video board coming and end zone walls.
Yeah, I had a reeling suspicion that this was going to pop out today. This is a good facelift.
7,520 square feet of LED screens coming to Moda. They're going to be done for next season.
Yeah, they're doing that this summer.
All right.
So, for those that have not seen it, Portland Trailblazers tweeted out I retweeted it. If you go to my Twitter, you'll see it there too. They are the Heart and Hustle boards are going to the wayside.
See, I don't like that.
Look, I get it. I like them.
I like the hustle stats. I think Blazer fans are regarded as some of the more basketball
savvy
fans, sure, in the NBA. Players often talk about the fact that Blazer fans know when to cheer, mm-hmm, and they actually are appropriate.
They get the flow of the game. Yes. And there's a nostalgic point because it kind of carries over from Memorial Coliseum, mm-hmm, right? It has that same kind of feel, but this isn't Fenway. Like we aren't out in the outfield of the Green Monster swapping scores by hand.
I like the hustle board.
I do too. But if you go to any other NBA arena that has been built in the last 20 years, it makes Moda look old.
Yeah.
It does.
Now, are they still going to keep the stats on the new boards?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't care if the old board is gone. Just don't. I want my hustle stats still.
So, for those that have not seen the renderings, I will do my very poor job of trying to discuss them over the air. But think about if you've seen Intuit Dome, the toilet bowl in L.A. and Inglewood, where the Clippers now play. They have their big video board in the middle is what they call a halo. Well, they're doing that, but on the interior of the walls.
So top
above.
Of the 300 level, yes, from the corner of the court all the way around to the other corner, baseline to baseline, mm-hmm, it'll wrap around the outer wall or the inner wall.
And that'll give you the hustle board, right, anything else they want to put up there.
All right.
But there's also going to be video screens,
yeah,
alongside them.
Okay.
So you can see whatever they're doing on the Jumbotron. Because right now, the only video in the arena is the Jumbotron.
And Jumbotron's getting, 56%? That's an odd number.
So
56% larger.
Yeah, and they would
want to be just better than the Mariners.
Yeah, take that, Jerry DePoto.
Well, they want.
We're not talking wins. We're talking size of our screen, though.
Yeah, right. They wanted to go bigger, but, and I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to. The actual construction of Moda Center prevents them from doing that.
Oh, so my tease was correct. They need to be structurally sound.
Yeah, so that is actually it. So they can't do like a mini Jerry World, you know, monster screen. And it's not that Moda's weak and can't handle it. It's that because they transition for concerts and how the actual roof is designed and the catwalks and everything, like the structure can't actually change to get much bigger.
All right.
But it is going to be a top of the line monitor.
Cool.
And this is the first step for Moda. They are going to be undertaking more renovations.
What upgrade? Like, this is okay.
So they
nice,
already,
but what is the one upgrade that fans want to see the most? Like that's the question.
We should pull this.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Because, I mean, Moda Center is old, but they've done a good job of kind of just keeping up.
Yes,
slowly,
just
but
little
surely.
Things here or there.
And they're going to undergo a very large facelift soon. But what is it that would make the experience better, actually better for fans?
I can tell you what people are going to say. It's the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, it's concessions.
It's not going to happen in the NBA. I've seen people say, well, why don't the Blazers do what other NBA teams do? Find me the NBA team.
Well,
there's no NBA team that has done the concession prices like the Falcons have, other than the Phoenix Suns, who do it on a given night. It is not a season.
Well, didn't
thing.
They? Yeah, I thought that they were announcing that they were going to lower them permanently.
They're going to lower them. They are not doing dollar dog situations.
Well, I mean, I think fans would just be okay with lowering them.
I think so, too.
I mean, it is.
It's just
the fact that you go to a game in like, to just go and get like a normal fare for, you know, popcorn, a hot dog, a soda for your kid, and a beer is like $55-$60. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, and they, I worry about, like, if you look at the Warriors, yeah, their new arena is really nice. But they're not worried about catering to fans like they were with like the We Believe Warriors and being in Oakland. They're worried about catering to VC,
yeah,
the venture capitalists, and the crazy money and the suites. And the Blazers are going to, that's another thing that's going to be coming. You're going to see, there's going to be some higher end experiences at Moda. Like, they want to improve the club level. They want to, like, when you walk into a game in Dallas.
But isn't that kind of out of touch with what fans want? It's like, no, give me the lower end. Like, give me the lower end if it's cheaper.
I know. I think they're going to do both, though.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is that you have to cater to every crowd. Because with the way the league is going, you do have to have some higher level stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they, I mean, they do. Like, the courtside cantina that they have.
Which is new.
Yeah, over the last handful of years.
Yeah, it's like five years ago they built. There was a place that we had a meeting once in there, and I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no, we just opened it.
Pretty sweet.
And I was like, oh, this is, and it's a very high-end restaurant.
If you don't know what we're talking about, underneath, like in the bowels of Moda Center, mm-hmm. where courtside seat.
Entrance pathways.
They can't, you get a bracelet. And you get to go back into like a, it's like a, almost a speakeasy type. Like you would walk by that place and not even know it existed.
There. Yeah.
And they have like high-end beverages and food and stuff mm-hmm. for the highfalutin folks.
Which there's people at every game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Look, I am not immune to the whole idea of like wanting, like I've brought this up directly with the Blazers.
Yeah.
And what I have been told, and I've asked other franchises about this as well, is the ability to do that, what the Falcons have done in the NBA because of the scaling and because of how they would have to do it,
yeah.
they would absolutely take it in the shorts financially to do that. And there's just ownership, not just here, but anywhere, isn't willing to do that.
Somebody's got to do it. But what the Falcons saw is that lower prices meant more volume.
The other thing about that, though, is the number of people made it more viable in an NFL stadium.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Your overhead is smaller because you're not purchasing as much food, though, like at a smaller arena. I think it could be done. I just think that they're not doing it. If you want to be honest,
I don't think financially it makes sense for anyone to do it.
Well, for fans, financially it's really hard.
Yeah, no. Look, and ticket prices, they need to stop going crazy.
Well, you talk about like how much it costs. So you're telling me with the prices of tickets that you still need to have what, $10 popcorn?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I go to the barbers where you get your haircut. I take my kid to get his haircut. They give out free popcorn. You go to Les Schwab, you get free popcorn. Popcorn is not expensive.
I get free popcorn in the media room at halftime.
Popcorn and soda, not expensive.
No.
And that's where it's like, yeah, you're charging 10 bucks a pop for those.
Yeah, no.
This isn't a Blazers thing. This is a fan
experience. Yes.
Sucks.
100%. And there does need to be that option. Like, there has to be some level of acceptance.
Yeah.
Of like, look, yeah, you can charge 16 bucks for Killer Burger. I get that.
Yep.
Totally fine. But there needs to be a Blazer Burger again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there needs to be a $6 burger.
Yep. All right. We got a lot of your feedback. We'll get to some next. The improvements that you would actually love to see at Moda. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. Blazers are getting an upgrade to Moda Center. 56% bigger on Blazer Vision.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wah, wah, wah. And then new video boards at either end of the arena. Pretty mm-hmm. cool. Those are good updates.
No, they're good quality of life updates.
But what do fans really want to see improve the fan experience at Moda Center? We have one text that said, Moda Center has no leg room, followed up by another man who says, as somebody who's 6'10", I'd love to pay extra if there was a tall person section in sports arenas, but I understand that's wishful thinking.
No, it's not, though, in the sense of, like, there should be sections, particularly in the 200 level.
Well, airlines do this.
That's
all
what I
say.
Airline premium
business
sitting.
Class,
yes.
And first class.
You shouldn't need to sit courtside to have leg room.
Yeah.
Even
if you're 6'10" sitting courtside, there's still not a lot of space there.
That's true. Unless you're on the baseline, you get some more room. Yeah. But the idea of like having premium seating and not just have it be nicer seats, but have there like be leg room. The season tickets that my family had, we got them purposefully because there was at this point in time, I think they've crunched them up a little bit, but there was more leg room because of the, just the way that area was designed. I think it was section 226 row C, and there was like maybe 10, 12 inches more room.
You tall meringues needed it.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't because my legs, as we have discussed many times, are very short. But it was nice having that extra room.
Another text says, if I could change anything about the fan experience, it would be to have the PA guy calm down a little bit and quit yelling at us so much and think about maybe not having excruciatingly loud music during every break. Mark Mason ain't quitting.
No, Mark Mason is the GOAT. How dare you?
Sometimes music is like, you go, whoa.
Yeah, that's a little loud. I've heard that complaint.
I'm not going to complain about that,
again,
though.
My hearing is shot from hundreds of thousands of rifle rounds, so I don't really notice it.
Literally, an entertainment district outside the arena with bars, restaurants is the only thing needed. Uh-huh. That's coming through actually quite a bit.
Look,
and that
they are working towards that.
The biggest thing.
Like it's a matter of getting the city on board and everybody on the same page and how they want to do it. Look, Veterans Memorial Coliseum, I am a veteran. Blow it up.
Yeah.
The monument is under... I think, ground for whatever people actually know. Like it's
yeah. But I do believe. I mean, you do need it. The Coliseum is needed because of the Winterhawks, the WNBA team 100%. That is coming to town, and then the fact that you can still have concerts. If you make it smaller, the footprint smaller.
Yeah.
Then I think it works, and that is something that the city actually could
turn
benefit
into
from
like
too.
A. 9,500 seat.
But then you would have also the ability to bring in smaller concerts mm-hmm. where you don't have to sell out Moto Center for it or
don't have to go to Theater of the clouds.
You can, but in that lessens the footprint, but also allows room because it's amazing how little space you actually need for an entertainment district like that. They actually have the space right now.
Yeah, and you stack, I mean, think about the space in between Moda and the veterans. There's a lot
there's,
of space there.
People have probably become more familiar with it because we saw the Luka Doncic funeral. But in Dallas, right outside their arena, they've got on either side, it's a pretty narrow walkway.
Mm-hmm.
But they have on both sides buildings that two stories,
restaurants, stores,
ESPN, Dallas. Is down there. And it's a pretty cool area, and it's pretty tight and condensed
mm-hmm.
down in Glendale, where the Coyotes used to play.
Mm.
They have like a two-story like horseshoe restaurants that go all the way around. And it's pretty cool because if you have one of those tight areas, you can also have like fan viewing areas for big games to where, yeah, traffic would be awful getting in and out, but we think of like, what are they, Jurassic Park, the Raptors, where they have the outdoor viewing party. Milwaukee does this.
Yep.
Like, those things are so needed.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, Blazer fans who can't go to the game, they just sit at home.
Instead of doing rallies at Pioneer Courthouse Square, you have Rip City area, whatever, that you have a giant outdoor jumbotron on the, you know, the exterior of the building kind of deal. Like, the Blazers on the business side, I know for a fact, want this badly.
Yeah.
And they are.
Well, they have for years.
Yes. And they are working with the city. They are working with the Albina Trust. There is a real push for this because it's not just the Blazers. Wait,
the Albina? Phil Knight?
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why they're spent, was it $1.4 billion they invested in that? Like, it is a dead space.
Dead.
And it's not just for the Blazers. It's for the city. Mm-hmm. And the idea of like the Blazers not only are going to have the WNBA the NCAA women's basketball tournament is in 2030 or 2028. I can't remember which one it is. That brings a significant amount of money to the economy. The All-Star game, the studies have been done on it, say it brings roughly $400 million to an economy when an All-Star game comes.
Yeah.
And you can't have an All-Star game without having all the accoutrements of having, it's not just the hotels. What are people going to do when they're not in the game?
We don't have a lot of convention center space.
There's nothing right there because it is a dead zone for the economy.
All right. Well, there's that. Keep those coming in. 503-864-6326. The cap riseth again. The NFL business is booming, baby. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.